Over the years, Lagos State has grown to accept and accommodate individuals from all tribes in the country as residents in the state. Therefore, Lagos State can be said to have embraced the mixed tribe dwellers system. This system, however, has introduced some intercultural trend, such as the Ashoebi, which was peculiar to the Yoruba, but today it has assimilated into other tribes. One major peculiarity of every tribe is their local delicacy. The Igbos, the Efiks, the Hausas, the Yorubas, and every other tribe all have their unique meals. Although these residents are far away from home, Lagos has shown itself to be a home away from home. Hear what some residents have to say.
I'm Igbo. We have ora soup, which is actually my favorite, with pounded yam. We have okra. Then we have melon soup. We call it egusi. It goes very well with apple. That's cassava, pounded cassava. And then we have abacha. Okay, surprisingly, I went to a restaurant and, you know, I made up my mind to eat rice because I'm in Lagos and I'm not sure I can get my native food. And then they arrive really like, and the woman just comes out with a bowl of ora soup, steaming hot. I'm like, okay, can I test it? And I did, and it tasted just like I have it at home. Like, it caught me off balance. Like, in Lagos, you're a surrounded area.
I'm from Akwa Ibom. We have afang, edikanikong, ekpang kokuo, and editan, and so many others. I saw it in one restaurant like that. It was very nice. This one is an Akwa Ibom person making it in Lagos. And so when I found it out, I was very happy. So most times when I want to eat eba and all that, I go there to eat.
I'm from the northern part of the country. We have in Dele, we have snassen, and we have brabusko and kuka.
In Lagos, I see there's one Hausa woman that cook the vegetable, and she used to put granite inside. It's like, Hausa recipe. She cooked the way we like it.
With the peculiarity of every tribe, some food vendors share with us what they put into consideration while preparing their meals.
When I want to cook, especially on an Igbo diet, so I will first of all purchase the Igbo ingredients, the ingredients that they use to cook.
I put other people into consideration in a way that my food will be what other tribes can eat. I make it moderate. The pepper should not be too much and it should not be lesser. It should be in between so that people who are heavy pepper eater can go with the medium pepper. And those who are less will be able to manage.
The Calabas Edikaiko, the Igbos Oha Soup, the Hausa's Kuka, the Yoruba's Gbegiri and Ewedu. In Lagos this love month, you can get just about any meal you want. I am Priscilla Coker, reporting for City Community News.